You're listening to The Weekly Experiment, a segment on WBOI that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what's a coelacanth? In late December 1938, a museum curator named Marjorie Latimer received an exciting phone call. She worked in a museum in New London, South Africa. Marjorie was always adding new specimens to the museum's collection and had informed the local fishermen to let her know when they had something new. On that day, she went to the boat docks after the call and saw a fish she couldn't identify. The exciting part was that the fish wasn't in any of her books. Marjorie showed the specimen to a colleague who was a professor at a nearby university, and he recognized that it wasn't a new species, it was a new old species. Very, very old species. It was a coelacanth, spelled C-O-E-L-A-C-A-N-T-H. Until then, coelacanths were only known from the fossil record. Scientists familiar with fossil coelacanths had thought this fish had gone extinct almost 65 to 70 million years ago. Fossil coelacanths first appeared during the Devonian, about 350 million years ago. They lived on Earth well before the age of dinosaurs, and it was thought they died out at the same time as dinosaurs, in the Cretaceous. So, imagine the surprise of finding a living one. And since that 1938 find, more specimens have been caught. They were given the scientific name Latimeria, in honor of Marjorie Latimer. Two populations are known to exist, off the east coast of Africa and near Indonesia. They're about 5 to 6 feet long, bigger than the fossilized specimens, which were half that. Eggs develop inside the mother, and then they have live birth. Coelacanths are thought to be related to the vertebrates that evolved to live on land. That's because they have paddle-like fins, good for pushing, and a tail with large fleshy lobes on top and at the bottom, good for stabilizing. Because of those lobes, they're grouped in a class of fishes known as the lobe-finned fishes, which also includes the lungfishes. It's thought that the lobe-finned fishes evolved to become the first land vertebrates. So try this home activity. Get a blob of clay and form it into a large hot dog shape. Add thin, skinny fins, like fish fins, and see if it can support its own weight on a table. Then, replace those thin fins with thick lobes. Now it's much better at supporting its own weight. Well, we've just learned a little bit about the coelacanth. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on WBOI for The Weekly Experiment.
The Weekly Experiment is produced by Rob Martinez. You can hear The Weekly Experiment during WBOI's SciTech Saturday Afternoon Matinee. You can also hear this episode again in the program section of our website at wboi.org.